how I gained 5 pounds in 10 hours. Now, this is a crazy story, but I'm telling you guys the truth. This happens not just to me, but to millions of people every single night. It's not something to be skeptical about or one of those strange and unknown phenomenon to be ranked in there with the realm of Bigfoot and the Bermuda Triangle. This is real, yo. This is science. But first, a quick story to set the scene, because that's how I teach. I add a human element, and I typically make myself the jackass of the story so as not to point a finger at you. So the other day, soccer practice with my little guys went late, so now it's like 7:30 p.m. My wife, also known as Mom, is gone. She's off to a tennis match, most likely dropping aces on those young chickies that think they've got the swag. Go get them, babe. So now it's daddy dinner time with me running the show of homework, food, snacks, and then bedtime. Sounds like a night of Happy Gilmore and breakfast for dinner, huh? I mean, I've got this. But instead of the usual pancakes and sausages, the youngest one throws me a curveball. I want fish, Daddy. Let's stop and get fish. I can cook it up. It'll be way better than pancakes. And this is true. My youngest has got way, way into fishing, and he's getting really good at the cooking of it as well. The prep and cleanup, well, that's a different story. But with visions of my wife being so proud of me, of not just surviving dad night, but actually excelling and winning at being a dad, I imagine her coming home with her tennis victory, the dad win at the house. I mean, how could she not throw herself into an uncontrollable rage of passion? Ugh. But the grocery store is seriously a 1 hour round trip. I mean, it just won't work. It's just too late tonight. This is real-time science that you single guys don't know. But the guys that are married, the ones with that have kids, the parents, this hits, it's real, every single night. We have to think about timing. But hey, not so fast, my friends. My little island has a grocery store now, that's right. Right on the way home from the soccer fields, it's a win for me. Viva Padre Island forever. Late night runs are common here. I mean, this place is stacked with food. But sadly, all they have is frozen fish. This would take an hour of defrost just to get the show started. I mean, I'm at the same time problem as going to the grocery store in the first place. So we decided to compromise and go with fish sticks and fries. I mean, it seemed a very appropriate meal for me, being dad daycare and everything, as well as we're watching an Adam Sandler movie, for God's sakes. So here is how the title of today's episode came to fruition. Because the next morning, I weighed 4.8 pounds heavier than on the previous day. Now, I'm not certain what a plate of 4.8 pounds of fish and chips looks like, but I know what a 16-ounce steak looks like, and I did not eat nearly 5 of those. I mean, 4.8 pounds, plus gut bloat, a low-grade headache, and just plain irritable and miserable in the morning. Coffee couldn't fix my funk, and even my kids complained of it the next day. Dad, I don't feel so good. 4.8 pounds. So what's happening? I know I didn't eat 4.8 pounds of food. How can this be? Guys, I gave you this story just to show the reality of a very real phenomenon called reactive foods. It is real. It happens. I've written on it with a link right here. And I've written on it in a much more science-y version. If you want to dive in, please do. It will help you with your health, your skin, your weight, your relationships, etc. Because reactive foods just jack your system. But here's the gist of it for the quick take, today's episode. It goes like this. Certain foods aren't good for you. Heck, many so-called health foods aren't good for you. You! I'm talking to you in capital letters. I'm pointing my finger at you, man. They may be good for that guy over there, and they're advertised as clean and healthy, but you can be reactive to a lot of different foods that other people aren't. Basically, your body treats food X almost like an allergen. Or think of it better as an invader, because it's not a true allergy. It's like this. Hey, what's that guy doing here in the gut? He's not allowed. Don't even let him in. Get him out of here now. So the body does what it can. It loads the gut up with water and bloat and moves the invader along. Nothing to see here. Let's go. Let the miracle of the intestines do what God intended. Now, I've known about and written about reactive foods for years. I started playing with this idea back when it was an elimination plan diet and came in a book. Oh yeah, that's what elimination plans are supposed to be finding out. It's funny how they forget to mention that, huh? Like, hey, you did this elimination plan. Congratulations, you lost 20 pounds. What were your reactive foods? Huh? Yeah, no, you're supposed to figure out which foods you're supposed to eliminate. And I've used a lot of the new cool blood tests, the ones that you mail in and the results are sent to your phone on the app. These are the best. They cut down the grocery bill and the months involved testing tremendously. And because I've played with this, I know that my primary reactive foods are oats, potatoes and sweet potatoes, pistachios, and MSG. Now there are a few others I'm sure, and there's a couple that I'm really suspect on, so I constantly am testing them. But look at this for a second. Oats, sweet potatoes? I mean, aren't those supposed to be good for you? Aren't they health foods? Yeah, for some they are, just not for me. In fact, they are so not good for me that they make me gain about 4 to 5 pounds each time I screw up and eat them, or decide, as I did last night, to go ahead and have a couple crinkle fries with my kids. Eat X, gain bloat. It's that simple. Know your reactive foods and make yourself better by simply avoiding the foods your body hates. And here's where it gets fun. And I know this was my issue, that I had the problem, so I cleaned up my body and I helped my body process the problem with some digestive enzymes and a lot of water the next day. And within 24 to 48 hours, my weight was back to normal. It was just a one-timer. But what happens when you don't know? What happens when you deny the evidence sitting on your plate in front of you? Or if you just say, forget you guys, I'll do what I want. That was supposed to be Cartman's voice from South Park. Well, I'll ask you the right back. What does chronic inflammation look and feel like? Why can't you lose weight? Why are you angrier or shorter fused than you probably should be? Why do your joints hurt? Why do your feet look swollen? Why does your nose run when you eat certain foods? Because these reactive foods, they cause bloat and water retention, and they kind of cause like a histamine reaction. I had a plate of fries and fish sticks and gained nearly 5 pounds overnight. And that, my friends, is how we quickly wrap up the entire story, providing you both with some medical insight as well as some cheap entertainment in a fun-filled 10-minute podcast / blog. I hope you enjoyed. Please rate me. Check the links for more information and tell your amigos there's this guy out there that makes even dietary strategies easy to understand and implement. As far as show notes, here you go. The mail-in reactive food blood test that I use is from a company called Everlywell. Easy to check them out. They've got a lot of products. I like them all. The more in-depth podcast I wrote is called Reactive Foods, as well as one on chronic inflammation and a couple other nutritional ideas I've been on some other ones. Reactive foods can and do affect all aspects of health because nutrition is seriously 99% of all of our ails. And my extra little food for thought, sometimes it's not weight gain. Sometimes it's skin reactions similar to and often diagnosed as eczema, especially around the lower legs, hands, and wrists. I mean, maybe it's not really poor circulation or just a rash. This reactive food idea is seriously one of the best strategies for anyone looking to battle chronic inflammation diseases such as rheumatoid issues, lupus, and fibromyalgia, as well as bowel and gut inflammatory conditions like IBS, Crohn's, and colitis. And it should make sense. These are all chronic inflammation issues. Chronic. Inflammation. The foods you eat cause inflammation, and then you eat them chronically. I mean, they irritate and overwork your guts. It's not just coincidence, guys. This stuff is real. It will be the medical diagnosis of the next decade. I hope you learned something, guys. Please pass it along.